Queen Elizabeth I by Elizabeth Jenkins. When Henry VIII died in January 1547, the most remarkable beings left in the realm were three pale and close-lipped children. One was his daughter Elizabeth by his second wife Anne Boleyn. Another was his son Edward by his third wife Jane Seymour. The third was his great-niece Jane, granddaughter of his sister Mary and eldest child of Lord Henry Grey, Marquis of Dorset. Elizabeth was 14, Edward 9, and Jane 11. The children bore considerable resemblance to one another, but the faces of the king's son and daughter were stamped with a look at once repressed and preternaturally vigilant. They were not robust, but their intellects were remarkable. The second generation of the king's family circle was completed by a figure very different in age and outlook. The Princess Mary, only child of his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, was 27 at the time of her father's death. For the past 15 years her life had been very unhappy. She had most dearly loved her mother, and had seen her divorced so that the king could marry her lady-in-waiting, the disagreeable and dazzling Anne Boleyn. She was an ardent member of the Roman Church, and she had seen the English government throw off papal authority, and her father style himself the Church's supreme head. She had vowed passionately she would never call him so. The king's obsessive desire for the son whom his first 20 years of marriage had not given him was the source of the energy.